Massive night at Menangle tomorrow, the TAB Regional Championship, the state final. And he drove his 1,000th winner, as I mentioned, Tuesday week ago in Wagga, and will drive the, well, it's his partner who trains at Ellen Bartley, Brooklyn Bridge, $3, second favourite for the final tomorrow night. Had 6 wins from 9 starts, including the Riverina TAB Regional Championship final last Friday. Blake Jones is joining us. Blake, a very good morning to you.
Hi, mate. How are you going?
Yeah, good, thanks, mate. And I guess confidence levels have to be high. That was a very dominant win last Friday.
No, he went super. We're pretty sort of confident going into the race. And then, to get the draw where we did tomorrow night's, really good. Couldn't be happier.
And from that draw, so you're in 2, how does it ideally play out for you?
Not too sure. There's a fair bit of gate speed there, sort of inside and outside us. So we've got a few options to lay up. We'll probably just see what happens that first 50 or 100 metres. But, not too concerned either way, whether he's in front or if he's taking a city, as long as he's close enough, I think he'll be hard to hold out.
Blake, how do you prepare for, big days like this, like the state final? Does anything change in your preparation?
Oh, try not to change too much, take it as it comes. But, you obviously want to have your horse spot on and everything going right with him. But me and myself, I don't sort of try not to think about it too much and, just take it as any other race.
Who are the danger in the races?
Gordon Spay is obviously the main danger, the favourite. He was really good last week in the Metro final. And his runs even before this series were pretty good against some nice horses. So, I'd say he's definitely the main one to beat. But, it's a pretty even field. All the sort of ones that are qualified, they're all nice horses. So, it's just going to probably come down to luck in running.
What do you make of the regional championships concept, Blake?
It's awesome. It's been really good, especially for our area. I think it's been going for 3 or 4 years now. And, different people have won it every year and gives a good chance to race for really good money out here in the bush.
Yeah, what's the atmosphere like there, Blake? What sort of turnout are you expecting?
It should be pretty good tomorrow night, you'd imagine. Friday at Wagga, there wasn't probably the biggest crowd, but the weather wasn't the greatest. And being a probably Friday afternoon meeting probably didn't suit as much as what it would have been a night meeting. But, hopefully they get a good crowd out there tomorrow at Menangle.
Ever raced in Junee, Blake?
been around the track there and up the hill there a fair few times.
What's the track like, mate? What's your winning strike rate there?
I've had not a bad run there, It's a unique little track, but we go there all the time and, we've had a bit of luck there over the years.
Unique track and it unique, is a unique people, track, isn't it?
Mate. It used to be Saturday night in Junee when I was growing up.
So you always get a good crowd there. It's always a good night there.
And I'll give you a serve too if you don't drive properly.
You're probably one of them.
you love a bit of that being over the fence.
Blake, as I mentioned, your partner Ellen trains. How nervy does she get on the big days like this? And, is it a case of you get a few extra instructions or is it steer clear a bit?
Probably the steer clear option. She she probably doesn't cope it as good as what I probably do. Mm. But she's pretty good. She's always pretty particular with the horses and likes to have everything right with them. So, I sort of let her do her thing. And then once it gets time to race time, I'll jump on and do mine.
Any other drives on the night or at least in the next few days we should be keeping an eye on, Blake?
I got another one in the consolation of that race on Barrett for a mate of mine. He's drawn 3. It's probably a little bit of a sticky draw. He's got a little bit of gate speed, but you probably don't want to bust him too early to get a spot. So, but if he gets in nicely without doing too much work, he's running the final was really good. So, fingers crossed we just have a bit of luck at the start and get a nice spot with him.
Okay, for our listeners, that's Menangle tomorrow night. Race 4, number 4 in the TAB Championship Consolation. Barrett. Race 4, number 3, I should say. Race 4, number 3, Barrett. That's $19 to win at the moment and $3.90 the place. Now, I see you're a mad St Kilda fan. How confident are you going to break this long drought?
Probably not overly confident we'll get it done this year, but it's nice to get a few wins on the board. And I'm used to all my mates hanging a fair bit of shit on me, so they've quietened down for a little bit at the moment.
Oh, good stuff. Well, and congratulations on your 1,000th winner. Just what was it recently, Tuesday week ago? Did you know that milestone was coming up?
They give me a bit of a heads up when I was probably about 10 off. So, I knew it was coming up. So, it was good to get there. It made it a good week.
Well, really appreciate your time this morning, Blake. Enjoy, particularly this night at Menangle and Brooklyn Bridge. All the best.
No worries. Thanks, fellas. Thanks for having me.